Wow, what a flurry of activity in Sacramento this week. And no surprise, the legislative session ends on Friday. And of course, we have a big stake in what's happening up there. On the KSRO live line with us is the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, James Gore. Good morning, James.
Morning, Pat. How you doing today?
I'm well, sir. Happy to get your input on what's happening in Sacramento at a press release from the California State Association of Counties, of which, of course, you are a big part, about the bill that will now make its way to the state legislature in Sacramento, wildfire preparedness. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, this started as a very mixed bag. As you and I know, we were talking about inverse condemnation, whole idea of whether that should go through. Is that something that should be allowed? It was pushed for heavily by the utilities. We've seen the all of the advertisements, both for and against these kinds of things. And ultimately, I'd like to give a good shout out to Bill Dodd and Assemblymember Jim Wood, because I think this is a great deal. Ultimately, this is $1 billion over the next 5 years into vegetation management, and that is progress. And it also requires for any kind of securitization, which means any kind of PG&E and other utilities going out and doing bonding to help pay for the non-negligent side.
Yes.
It requires a stress test by a regulator so that, like, they can't, you know, it's this issue of you can't privatize profits and socialize costs. And, you know, I look at it and I think it's a great deal. And I just, Jim Wood and Bill Dodd stepped up, and leadership is getting into a sticky issue. And, coming out of it, so I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that this is moving forward, because it seemed for a minute or two there that we might not have a bill in this regard. Still some question, and not everybody's going to be happy about it. That's impossible when you talk about this kind of a thing. But it does, as you said, it means that PG&E would have to open up its books and make sure that everybody knows what their financial situation is before applying for those bonds, which inevitably we will pay a part of.
Well, you know, it's crazy, because you go back to this, and the reason that a lot of these weird things exist with PG&E is because it was a former utility that was a part of the state, right? And so they have eminent domain, which means states or local government rights. But then they have this inverse condemnation, which is the other side of the coin, which is just like we as a government have. But, you know, a bankrupt utility, just like a bankrupt local government, is not the way to do business, right? But at the same time, you got to pass the sniff test, or the red face test, as they say, to make sure that it's done appropriately, that it has oversight. And I think this strikes it, personally. And then the other thing is, let's just be real. You know, there was an article in the PD about a week ago about Jim Wood saying he was going for heavy money on vegetation management. So it wasn't just a thing we talked about.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, man, Bill Dodd and Jim Wood delivered on that, because there was a lot of people who did not want to spend that cap and trade money on this. But they wanted the securitization, right?
Yeah.
So they held their feet to the fire, and they did their region a service.
Yeah, I think so too. And of course, we're talking about making sure that not only will PG&E be able to survive all of this. Yes, we will have to pay some, not nearly as much as we thought we would have to. But that money into prevention resources is striking, and it's been pretty paltry up to now. And so the fact that it's a 5-year commitment under this current bill is good news for us indeed. Because more and more we get that prevention is a big part of this.
Well, you know, it's just crazy, because at the same time, you know, one of the things I like about our morning calls is I go to our block captain's meeting at the same time, right? And it reminds me of what's important. And just one thing I wanted to mention is that the recovery center had its grand opening, and it's going to be open for at least 2 years going forward. It's managed Catholic Charities is one of the key points. This is called the ROC. ROC, Rebuilding Our Community Center. It's over on 141 Stony Circle, Suite 201, and there's two case managers there. There's that are there the whole time in between 8 and 5 p.m. There's places for fire survivors to meet. There's bilingual, representation going on, and So it's just like anywhere where you can go to access resources. And this is a big part of our long-term recovery.
Boy, I'm glad you're talking about it because as we near the one-year anniversary, long-term recovery is certainly on our minds and an important part of how we emerge from all of this. And James, you talked a lot in the last few minutes about the efforts of Senator Bill Dodd and Assemblyman Jim Wood and their efforts up in Sacramento since the firestorm began. And those are some of the reasons why we wanted them to be a part of our Heroes of October golf tournament to benefit the Resilience Fund October 1st, and it's the same reason why we asked you to come, too. So thank you for saying yes to that. We're going to be glad to see you there.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be a good time. You know, it's fascinating. We're still picking up pieces. Last night, I was until 8:30 p.m. at an all-Spanish-speaking recovery and resilience meeting. We had 50 people who have lost their homes who were Spanish speakers who were just talking about, you know, basically, you're trying to say, okay, what can we do to be a more resilient community? And basically what they're saying is, communicate with us.
Yeah.
Right? Don't talk to me about programs and policies. Be able to communicate with us. And that doesn't just mean in Spanish. What that means is don't just do the same government thing and think that you connect with the entire community.
And, yeah, because you can't pick up your whole community without making sure that no one's left behind.
Absolutely. And so, more to go, and I'm excited about coming to your. It's not an event; it's a mile marker. You know.
Yes, it is.
It's important that we celebrate community at the same time that we look back.
Indeed, and I'm glad you're a part of it, James. And thanks so much for jumping in this morning and letting us know your opinion on the bill about to move through the Assembly and the Senate in Sacramento. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. I hope I'm going to send you a sheet on the Recovery Center.
Hopefully good.
Maybe you can give a shout out on it every once in a while so people can know it exists.
Consider it done. That is
Thank
Supervisor
so
James Gore, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors.